Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father.' So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" And he called the people to him and said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." And he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor John Larson from Ascension Lutheran Church in Littleton, Colorado.
Recently, I had a funeral for the most marvelous man. He was a doctor. Intelligent, engaging, and joy to be around. He also had a habit that I found most interesting. Every week he met with a number of his friends. He did this for over 30 years. They discussed the topics of the day. World events, history, politics, religion, as he said, matters that matter. Sometimes in life we get engaged in matters that really don't matter. In this reading from Matthew 15, Jesus was asking a question: what things really matter? Some of the religious leaders in that day, the ones that were interested in externals, about man-made rituals, were concerned that Jesus and his disciples didn't wash their hands in a proper way. They were concerned about the foods that were going into their stomach, but they were not concerned about the heart. They were concerned about the show. Jesus was concerned about the substance. Listen to Jesus' direct accusation about them. "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men." When I hear Jesus contrasting what we consider to be important and what he would have us consider, I think of Mary and Martha in their encounter with Jesus. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Martha was distracted by everything that had to be done. It overwhelmed her. But she missed the matter that mattered. She missed Jesus. In our account, the matter that mattered was the heart. Out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean, but eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean. See, that's our problem, isn't it? It starts way down deep. The most vicious words can come from our mouth because we have a problem with our heart. We get all messed up in our relationships with others because the heart is wrong. What matters to God? We matter to God. Jesus spoke his direct words to those who opposed him because they were important to him. He wanted to give them a new heart. He wanted to do something in them that really mattered. He called for repentance, and he wanted them to be forgiven and made new. As Psalm 51 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me." What matters to God? You do. I do. Everyone in the world does. We're primary. In Jesus, we are clean. In Jesus, we have eternal hope. If you have forgotten the matters that really matter, it is time to look for them once again. A new heart really matters. God really matters. Jesus really matters. Others really matter. You really matter. Really. Amen.
We thank Pastor John Larson from Ascension Lutheran Church in Littleton, Colorado, for today's meditation on God's Word.